plow through a couple texts that have come in at 411-923. We were talking palms earlier. And you get done listening to that. Who would ever install a palm? We weren't. Anyway, I'm not a fan of palm trees. But this person's not either. They want to cut one down. It's 4 feet from the house. Is that something that they should hire a professional for? Or how can they do it themselves?
Well, trees have a reason and a season, and sometimes that reason and season expire. And, you know, it's unfortunate that trees sometimes outgrow their landscape purpose. They either achieve their landscape purpose and exceed it because they were a tree that was improperly selected for that location, or they simply just get too big for that spot. And for one reason or another, they have kind of run their course, and it's time to take them down. And when that occurs, it is good to kind of not become one of those viral videos that we see out there online of people who did crazy things trying to take down trees without professional assistance. And it is dangerous work. So unless it's a small tree that you can actually fell from the ground by making a proper hinge cut and drop the tree safely, probably best to get someone to help you out, especially if it's close to a house like that. It's good to get some assistance.
If he doesn't need your number to help cut it down, maybe he needs Rosie the remodeler's number
to repair the house.
I tell you what, it'd be a lot cheaper to have it removed than repair a busted in roof.
Yeah, I know. Find a qualified, certified arborist in your area. We'd love it if you want to give us a call. But, you know, there's some great arborists across the city. A good place to start is to look at the ISA website, isa-arbor.com. And that will give you a zip code search, and you can find the arborist closest to you. And then several of others radiating out from you distance-wise from your own zip code area.
Well, the amount of palms that are out there, have they ever done any kind of research that would say, they would give you an equation, like for every inch of circumference that the palm is, that's how much vertical weight per inch? So you could look at it and say every 10 feet of this palm is 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, they actually have a green log chart that actually, for every species, there's a weight attributed to that per foot. Depending on the diameter of the wood, and yeah, it's a specific science, and it's necessary because when we do our crane removals, for instance, we need to know if the crane
how strong a crane.
Yeah, if the pick limit is 2,000 pounds for that piece of wood, well, we need to know
how much.
You're
cutting it off in 2 foot sections and not 10.
Well, yeah, well, you don't want to drop down too far in the tree and cut them a 4,000 pound piece of wood, and then you're stuck with a crane that doesn't. That's when you find those videos online where a crane falls over the top of a house.
There's a lot of other videos of multiple types of mechanical equipment that they use for removing trees. Now, I saw one that was a logging tree, cut it off at the base, and then would turn it.
Oh, my
vertical
goodness, yeah.
And it would strip the branches as it came through and cut it every 10 feet.
Pretty amazing.
And stacked it in different sizes. I saw another one that mulched a tree from top to bottom. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, the technology is amazing. I know.
I can't imagine the cost of one of those mechanical equipment.
Yeah, or just repairing it, keeping it, getting it ready for the next day, all those teeth to sharpen. And yeah, pretty amazing equipment out there these days.
iTreeService.com if you're looking for a career in the tree climbing industry. Y'all are hiring.
We really are. You know, we have a really great apprenticeship program. If you would like to be a tree climber, and we really recommend it, someone who's not afraid of heights. if you've had climbing experience too, we have a lot of rock climbers who love our industry because they have an opportunity to do what they love, and that's to climb. And, yeah, we would love for you to apply at itreeservice.com. Go online. There's a place where you can click on an employment application, fill it out, get it over to us, drop it by, let us know you're interested. We have a great trainer in Sergio Soto. He's our field supervisor, and he has a crew of climber apprentices, and he's working them through an apprenticeship program to help train them and qualify them. But you need to have an aptitude, your ability to climb, and no fear of heights and be in good physical condition. And if you meet those criteria, we'd love to hear from you.
iTreeService.com.
You got it.
All right. We're talking trees with a certified ISA arborist, John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. A couple grass questions on the line, Rollin and Laura, but y'all can contact Harper's Nursery today, and Jay will help you get squared away. He'll also be in next Saturday. Or you can get out to Hot Dogs and Horticulture. It's going on today. They moved it back for Mother's Day. They're doing a little special Mother's Day wrapping with that as well. But for tree questions, talking trees, itreeservice.com.
Yes, or call us at 602-788-0005, but probably easiest, go right to the website, itreeservice.com.
We appreciate your time, and as always, we'll be back here the second week in June. What are we talking about in June? I'm guessing palm tree cutting. We're going to be right at that magic 15-day.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Excellent.
It'll be fun.